Hello and welcome to the UK Parks Podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. This is your replacement for the Theme Park Enthusiast Vidcast. Now, the UK Parks Podcast is only a temporary name. I have an idea which I hope to have in place by the next episode. Now, what's going to happen is on each episode, we'll feature news, history, and audio of an attraction from either Chessington World of Adventures, Fort Park, or Alton Towers. And we're just going to basically have fun with it. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show! Let's start off with news from around the world. Alright, over at Chessington World of Adventures, all of the rides that were closed when the park first opened for the season have now been reopened. So that means Bass Street Bus, Ramsay's Revenge, Dragon Falls, and there's one more. And Sea Storm are now reopen for the season. At Fort Park, only Slammer remains closed, but that seems kind of nothing new. Now, Alton Towers is always the theme park that I'll be getting better news for you from. And there is quite a bit of news, so let's start off from March 29th of this year. Well, last week, this website that I got getting the news from, towerstimes.co.uk, last week from the 29th, they reported that the Haunted Hollow hadn't opened yet for business. Well, one week on, the Dung Heap seems to have joined him. And if you want to know what those are, I'll tell you in just a bit. New playground was due to open today, which is the 29th, but the park has now pushed the opening back to the 30th. That means neither new attraction is open yet, though the park hopes to have them both available by the end of the weekend, so I assume they are open right now. Now, on the morning of April 6, the Runaway Mine Train operated for the first time since its crash in July of last year. Since then, the ride has undergone much refurbishment before finally being ready to reopen to the public today. Currently, the ride is running a shortened train of only the first 8 carriages, as the park is waiting for the last 4 to be returned by Mack. And from the 7th, carrying on the theme for the weekend, it seems that the Sky Ride has now also reopened for the season. It's received a fair amount of TLC over the closed season, with the stations having been repainted and the gondolas cleaned. It's also sporting a new soundtrack. In other news, the first 9 holes of Extraordinary Golf have opened at £3 a round. So, now I'm going to tell you a bit about some of the new additions to the theme parks for the season. Well, over at Chessington, there surprisingly is no new addition for the year. Over at Fort Park, the new, it's sort of new, depends how you look at it, because the Flying Fish, which closed in 2004 to make way for Stealth, has been replaced, has reopened in a next to, and in between Depth Charge and Tidal Wave. So that's the new attraction for Fort Park for the year. And at Alton Towers, they have 3 new attractions. First, there's Something in the Dung Heap, which is a playground in Old MacDonald's Farm. It's the Haunted Hollow, which is a sort of haunted pathway that takes you from Forbidden Kingdom. It connects Merry England with Forbidden Valley and Gloomy Woods. And the final new attraction is an extraordinary gulf, which seems to be a sort of golf course that is themed to each of the different attractions at the park, which looks like it's going to be very neat. So that's it for your very disorganized news this week. I hope it will be a bit better next week. Now it's time for the featured attraction of the week. Now what will happen is I will pick out a current attraction from one of the three theme parks that are featured in this podcast, and then I will pick from those attractions. I will take that attraction and I shall have a look at the history and an in-depth look into that, and also if there are any attractions that preceded it, I'll explore those as well. The first ever attraction to be featured on the UK theme parks podcast is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the ride. This is the only place in the world where you can join Charlie. Set inside Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, this boat ride takes you on an unforgettable journey. At the end, a lift will jolt, shake, and rumble through a tour of the factory before exploding out of the roof. Fantastic fun for all of the family. This attraction is located in Cred Street, and it's quite technologically advanced compared to its predecessors, which I'm about to get into right now. Its first predecessor is Toyland Tours, which is a favourite to some. This was a magical boat ride for the younger children, where you were given a tour of a giant toy factory, showing how development of the toys take place. Animated characters and fun music filled the different scenes the boats were guided through. It was originally Around the World in 80 Days, which I'll get into in a second, a boat ride which went through different countries around the world, but in 1994 it was re-themed into a toy factory. In 2006, Toyland Tours was rethemed and extended into a new ride, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Now, Toyland Tours used to creep me out a bit. I thought it was a very big and grand ride, and everything was big. So that must have creeped me out a little bit when I was a little kid. And the original ride in that place was Around the World in 80 Days. A magical boat ride which took passengers on a tour of the world through many exciting scenes, each one a different country. The ride was quite popular, but in 1994, when Talbot Street had been transformed into the land of make-believe, the ride needed a revamp, and so the scenes were ripped out and replaced by a fun toy factory known as Toyland Tours. The ride route was exactly the same as Toyland Tours, just a different theme. The countries visited in the ride included Burma, Egypt, Venice, Las Vegas, Holland, Rio, Iceland, and France. So that looks like a pretty cool attraction. I think I probably would have liked that a bit more than Toyland Tours, because it's just got a nice, looks like it's got a nice feel to it. Alright, so that's it for the history part. Now, on to some audio. For audio, I'm going to pick a few tracks at random, so I'm going to have the Sonic, the Bath Time, the finale, and the exterior, so I hope you enjoy. Oh yeah, it's from Toyland Tours. Thank you. you enjoyed the show and the audio of Toyland Tours. Next week, we may very well be making a big announcement about the show. Next week's featured attraction will be the Bubble Works at Chessington World of Adventures. Until then, I'll see ya. I'm going to go to the hospital.